Our scripture lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid, from now on you will fish for men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Heavenly Father, may we too be amazed through your word at your ministry, the miracles, by the power of forgiveness, for your love for us. And so, Heavenly Father, we just give thanks that your word enters our lives and allows us to see you and to grow in your way, in your wisdom, in your strength. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. As I already announced, 1 week from tomorrow, June 12th, will be the beginning of our Vacation Bible School. Twists and turns, following Jesus changes the game. On this and the next two Sundays, I'm drawing the scripture lessons from three of the five daily Bible stories that are part of the curriculum. I would have done all five, except it turns out that I've used two of the texts in recent sermons. So the first Bible story lesson teaches the children that Peter followed Jesus. The point for that first day is Jesus is holy, and that changes everything. It certainly changed everything for Peter along with the other disciples. And as the VBS curriculum emphasizes and reinforces throughout the week, following Jesus changes the game. It changed the game then, and it changes the game now. In 1989, an educator and businessman named Stephen Covey wrote a self-help book entitled The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. It was an effective book. It gave rise to seminars and training programs and even offshoots from the original subject. You saw themes and titles pop up like The Seven Habits of Effective Teams. So it was no surprise during the heyday of this book's popularity that I ran across an article titled Seven Secrets of Spiritual Success. One of the useful things that people can learn is how to be effective and successful. I think most people, if you talk to them, they want to have some measure of success. They want to be effective. So in addition to business leadership, some people need to learn how to be effective parents or community volunteers or even church members. Some people just need to learn how to expand their day-to-day living skills. Regardless of the particular subject, it's usually beneficial to learn how to be more effective and more successful. So my object of success this morning, however, is not directed toward people needing to expand their living skills or improve parenting skills or even strive to be the CEO of a corporation. The object of my topic is the Christian. Of all the people in the world, Christians should want to succeed. Of all the people in the world, Christians have an inside track on what it takes to succeed. What makes us different from the target audience in many of these other seminars is our definition of success and our strategies to get there. This morning, we learn about spiritual success from a tired and a weary group of fishermen who felt like failures until Jesus showed up and taught them a lesson that sustained them for the rest of their lives. Following Jesus changes the game. Here's the first secret of spiritual success. Accept the limitations of human efforts and plans. Peter, James, and John were fishermen. In spite of all their experience and all their skill as fishermen, the night of fishing had turned up nothing. They did all they knew to do and had come up empty. In spite of the tremendous abilities that God has given us, we still come up short at times. No matter how routine, we still find ourselves like those fishermen on the shore of Galilee. Even though they fished all night long, they did not have a catch. In order to have spiritual success, we must accept the limitations of human efforts and plans. When we do this, we become more available to God so that His will and His strength and His power replace our human limitations. Because of their human limitations, Jesus demonstrated the power of God. The second secret of spiritual success is to trust the word of Jesus, even if it does not make sense. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything." Think about this for a bit. Here were three fishermen who knew what they were doing. They had the tools, they had the talent, they had the experience to catch fish. And now a carpenter in Peter's boat began telling these experienced fishermen how to fish. Peter wasn't trying to tell Jesus how to build a cabinet. But here was Jesus telling Peter to put out for the deeper water, drop the net, catch fish. Just think of all the ways that Peter could have responded. But fortunately for him and for his partners as well, Peter trusted Jesus. "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." There was something in Jesus that caused Peter to trust him, to go ahead and follow this command. It wasn't complicated, it wasn't difficult, but it was a request that did not make sense in that moment. You know, there's a classic scene, at least I consider it classic now, in The Chosen, which is the recent series about Jesus and his disciples, in which Jesus calls Matthew out of his tax collector's booth. This is the time when Jesus walks by. Matthew, the tax collector, sitting in his booth as it's portrayed in this series. Matthew locks up the booth, rushes to join Jesus and the others who are with him, and Peter protests. Matthew is a tax collector. He's marked as a traitor to his own people. He's in collusion with those Romans. "I don't get it," Peter says with amazement. "You didn't get it when I chose you either," replies Jesus. "But this is different," Peter argues. "I'm not a tax collector." And looking him straight in the eyes, Jesus asserts, "Get used to different. Trust the word of Jesus, even if it doesn't make sense. Be willing to take risks." This is the third secret of spiritual success. It is inherent in many things that we do in life. Last month we celebrated Mother's Day, and this month we'll celebrate Father's Day. It takes a lot of risk to become a parent. You know, there's a lot of risk involved in being a child. Jesus told Peter to go out into the deep water. They knew that there was, you weren't going to catch the fish, volumes of fish in near the shore. You know, most of us have heard how a bird learns to fly. At least this is what I've been told. For some, anyway, when the time is right, the little bird's forced to the edge of the nest and nudged out. It's time to fly or hit the ground. And even though all this is done by instinct, there could be some innate sense of fear for its life as the little bird discovers gravity. The parent bird knows, though, that without taking this risk, the little bird will not fly. Jesus calls us to take risks. Spiritual risk-taking is not for the purpose of taking unnecessary risk for the thrill of it. It is so that we exercise our faith and our trust in God. On a different occasion, Jesus walked on the water to his disciples who were in a boat. Peter requested, "Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." Jesus was delighted for Peter to take a risk. In particular, this risk taught Peter and the others a great deal about faith. Every great enterprise takes some risk. Our spiritual success is no exception. Be willing to take risks. Now, life experience tells us that not every risk we take turns out as we imagine it or hope it does. After successfully stepping out onto the water, you know, and walking to Jesus, Peter begins to, wait a minute, the waves bother him, the storm, he starts focusing on that and begins to sink. So when risk does not work out like we imagine, remember secret number one: accept the limitations of human efforts and plans. And also think of the next secret, number four: persevere even through disappointment and fatigue. Everyone becomes tired and discouraged. The fishermen were tired. Their normal routine was to fish at night, do their net and boat maintenance in the morning, catch some sleep, then do it all over again. Nevertheless, they were willing to persevere through their disappointment and fatigue. You know, there are many reasons why we do not persevere, and some of them are valid. Some of them can't be helped. But many times, failing to persevere results in failing to reach an attainable goal. In the Boston Marathon, there is a legendary obstacle called Heartbreak Hill. Starting at mile 13 of the course, there are a number of hills, climaxing at mile 19 with Heartbreak Hill. It's the longest, steepest hill in the race. And what makes it even worse is that even world-class runners hit the wall around mile 18 or 19, which means that's when their bodies are just so aching and so sore and so tired and deprived of oxygen. When runners hit the wall, they feel like they cannot go on. They have to push through that. Heartbreak Hill tests runners to the very core of their determination and their strength. There are heartbreak hills in life. Life is not on a level grade or even a downhill grade. We have problems, and we have bigger problems. And at times we face our heartbreak hills. But Jesus knows this. Yet he calls us to persevere. He prepares us to persevere. Not one of us can say that we've ever gone through what Jesus went through. That does not mean that our trials are not real, but we cannot use our trials as an excuse to not persevere. The fishermen were tired, but they were willing to do their part to accomplish what Jesus wanted them to do. The fishermen were discouraged, but they were willing to try again when Jesus pointed the way. Spiritual success requires perseverance, even though it may be through disappointment and fatigue. The fifth secret of spiritual success is to remember the importance of teamwork. When success came, the fishermen shared the burden. It's recorded, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. They signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. It took more than one fishing crew to get this catch back to shore. Spiritual success requires the same. No one person can run everything in even one church, much less the entire kingdom of God. Remember what happened to Moses after the Exodus from Egypt? Well, a lot of things happened to Moses, but in particular, in this case, Moses became overburdened as Israel's judge. And Exodus chapter 18 describes an encounter between Moses and, of all people, his father-in-law, Jethro. After watching Moses become completely worn out performing his duties as judge, Jethro advised Moses to select capable men from all the people, men who were feared God and were trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. Have them serve as judges for the people at all times, but have them bring every difficult case to you, the simple cases they can decide themselves. That will make your load lighter because they will share it with you. If you do this and God so commands, you will be able to stand the strain and all these people will go home satisfied. What a concept. Sharing the load. Teamwork. It works. It is a secret of spiritual success. In spiritual success, secret number 6, remember that God can give us more than we ask or imagine. That is rather obvious in this passage. Peter and his partners were faithful enough to cast off for the deep water and to let down their nets at Jesus' request, but I wonder how certain they were of catching anything at all. Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I'll let down the nets. If they couldn't catch anything, any fish during the prime fishing time of the day, how could they catch anything at any other time? But we know the joyful result. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. Now there's a catch of fish. They would have been amazed and happy if Jesus had sent them about a half a net's catch. That was more than they had to begin with. That was not what God had in mind for them. He sent them so many that two boats struggled to handle them all. God delights in surprising us. Remember that God can give us more than we can ask or imagine. Now, obviously, one of the operative words I'm using this morning is success. Most people like to achieve some type of success. We find it rewarding. But the problem comes with success is that once we achieve it, we can become proud. Christians need to remember that the other operative word used here is spiritual. Spiritual success. That means that we want to be submissive to God. So the 7th secret of spiritual success is humility. Be humble. Peter just experienced a great success as a fisherman. He could have gotten back to shore, run up and down the beach where other fishermen were doing the same thing he was doing, tending their nets, tending their boats, and bragged about all the ones that did not get away. Yeah, look at me. You didn't get a catch? Aw, too bad. If you were even half the fisherman I was, you'd have gotten something. Look at my catch. We couldn't even haul it back with one boat. Maybe you guys ought to start updating your resumes. I don't think you got what it takes to be fishermen. We know people like that. They're not always outside the church. But spiritual success does not come from taking credit for what God has provided. This is one instance where Peter got it right. He did not take credit for this success. In fact, he humbled himself before God and came face to face with his own unworthiness. Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Want spiritual success? Be humble. And there we have it. Seven secrets of spiritual success. Accept the limits of human efforts and plans. Trust the word of Jesus, even when it doesn't make sense. Be willing to take risks. Persevere even through disappointment and fatigue. Remember the importance of teamwork. Remember that God can give us more than we ask or imagine. Be humble. These are not really big secrets, but they do require practice and review. You know, after Jesus' resurrection, Peter, who was probably still reeling and shaken from the events that he'd just been through, went back to fishing. Peter probably had his nagging feelings about how he'd failed Jesus. But Jesus came to him again and did a similar miracle. In the Gospel of John, chapter 21, early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Jesus reminded Peter and those with him how they had started. Following Jesus changes the game. Peter never forgot the lesson. He went from that place to become an even greater fisherman, as we know, a fisher of men. He became a spiritual success, and so can we. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Spiritual success. Now we know the secrets. Just put them into practice.